Positive change isn't a matter of the will. Rather, it's a matter of being willing to do whatever it takes. When I'm not willing, no matter how much I say I want to change, it will not happen. I'm only playing a word game, and everyone understands what I'm saying. The difference between the will and being willing is great. Making my dreams come true doesn't require an iron will. I don't need an indomitable spirit before I start on the journey. I don't need to spend years pumping myself up in preparation for the moment that will takes over and sweeps me off my feet and carries me to total victory. That is a fairy tale of the will. No one has a mountain of will that sweeps away all opposition. I don't need a massive will to succeed. I do need a willingness to do whatever is required to make my dreams happen. Although I don't have an iron will, I do have a willingness to work around, go through, over, or under whatever obstacles get in the way. This is a quiet willingness. Eloquent speeches of dramatic resolve aren't part of the script. I simply get on with the business of living my dreams. Every day I focus on my purpose and I act on my plan because I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make my dreams come true. Once upon a time, there was a man who built his house upon a rock. This was no ordinary rock. It was a stone pinnacle that rose out of the sea. This rock was just large enough to accommodate a thatched hut and one large potted plant. You might ask why a person would choose to live in such a difficult and inhospitable location. After all, he had to carry all his food and drinking water up on the rock in order to survive. The real reason he lived there wasn't a secret. His job was to spend his days and nights sitting on his small rock, guarding the big rock that was behind him. The big rock was special because it contained hundreds of swallows' nests hidden in the cracks and crevices of the vertical rock wall. Several times each year, they harvest the nests and send them to China, where they create a culinary delicacy called bird's nest soup. The nests are worth more than their weight in gold. We were told that they are more expensive than gold on a per ounce basis. How do you guard a giant rock that has $5 million worth of bird nests sitting in plain sight? It's easier than you might think. The guard has a high-powered automatic rifle to keep the thieves at bay. A few rounds of ammunition shot into the air from his Kalashnikov or AK-47 lets intruders know that they should keep their distance. He doesn't need a no trespassing sign to keep unwanted visitors away. A few bullets ricocheting off the rock wall usually does the job. If someone would be so foolish as to climb the rock face, he would be an easy target with a high-powered assault rifle. As we sailed by the rock on our yacht, we didn't see the guard or hear any warning shots. We just kept a safe distance and satisfied ourselves with only pictures. How do they harvest the swallow's nest on the big rock? The photograph shows the answer. They use hundreds of bamboo poles to climb the rock wall. They lash the poles in the cracks and crevices of the rock face, leaving the bamboo scaffolds permanently in place. When harvest time comes, they risk life and limb on a pilgrimage up the bamboo poles. Harvesting swallow's nest is not for the faint of heart. Pregnant ladies and people with cardiac conditions should avoid this line of work. Nevertheless, if you are willing to do whatever it takes, there is gold at the end of each bamboo pole. The folks who guard and harvest the swallow's nests are a lot like you and me. They are living their dreams. Harvesting birds' nests on rock walls in Thailand may not be your dream, but whatever your dream is, there is only one way to make it happen. You must be willing to do whatever it takes.